This is Dr. What? Dr. Where? Stories of Rural Medicine. It's the podcast exploring what it's like to live, work, and train in rural medicine across regional Victoria. This series, we're looking at ways you can take your professional practice to a new level, no matter where your career is at. Even if it's yet to begin, we'll be bringing you valuable insights from a whole range of voices in regional medicine. And Australia's universities are a really attractive place for international students to receive an excellent education, and that includes our medical schools and training pathways. While the attention is often focused on international medical graduates, or IMGs, people from all over the world are choosing Australia to study and train in medicine too. This episode's guests are training to become doctors in regional Victoria, and the experience they've had along the way has exceeded their expectations. Like Dr. Sean Coe, who's currently an intern at Albury-Wodonga Health. Before that, he studied at Monash University's Clayton campus and has been really enjoying the experience heading out to the regions to train.
So I think I'm week eight into internship, and yeah, it was a bit scary at the start, you know, starting with a new job, new responsibilities. But I think it was a good environment, and I've been adapting and coming to the end of this rotation. I think I'm feeling pretty good. Like, I still have lots to learn, but, you know, feeling comfortable and, yeah, looking forward to what the rest of the year holds.
You were studying at Monash. So have you moved out to Albury-Wodonga for this internship?
Yeah, I did actually. So I spent my 5 years studying at Monash, living near the Clayton area. So I haven't actually been, like, I didn't have experience living long-term in a rural area. So this is actually my first time. And I'm actually quite liking it here in Albury.
Yeah, what's it been like? Obviously, there's a lot to get across with the shift into internship, but also, yeah, that overall lifestyle change from living in the sort of suburban area around Clayton to out at Albury-Wodonga. What's that change been like for you?
It's actually not as different as I thought it would be, because Albury is a really big rural area. And yes, it has almost everything, like even things like bubble tea, multiple Aldi's, and you know, ice cream shops that close at 10, things like that. So it's not too different from living, you know, in a suburban area. Just I think driving is a lot nicer because there's less cars around. Parking is free, so those are some of the good things. And I guess things that, you know, it's a bit different and lacking would be, you know, in terms of food and entertainment wise, it's still here, just like there aren't as many options sometimes. Yeah, and so you might get bored after a while, but it's not too bad so far. Yeah.
As far as your training to become a doctor, a big portion of that is going to be in a rural area. How are you feeling about that?
It's actually good, actually. I actually looked forward to coming to rural because I heard a lot of good things from seniors who worked here. And, you know, being in a rural setting where the hospital is a bit smaller and everyone is, like, the departments are smaller as well, you kind of have the opportunity to take on more responsibility. So, for example, I'm doing my general medicine rotation, and the patients we see are truly, you know, medical patients. Like, the issues range from, you know, issues with the liver to stroke patients, you know, to cardiac patients as well, compared to like a metro hospital where, you know, all these subspecialty patients get shipped off to the various subspecialties. And in general medicine, you just deal with really, you know, general stuff, and anything interesting sort of gets shipped away to the other specialties. But because we don't have subspecialty departments per se over here, so we actually manage the patients on our own, and we consult, you know, the cardiologist or respiratory physician as needed. So it's a good experience because I actually get to, like, be a bit more involved in the care of these patients. Yeah.
Have there been any standout moments with the wide breadth of medicine that you're getting to practice in your intern year?
No, I think it's been different weeks of different flavors. So, like, 1 week could be liver week, where we have two or three new chronic liver disease patients, and then I would learn a lot about, you know, how we manage these patients and what are the key considerations in terms of, you know, getting them to open their bowels to prevent, you know, hepatic encephalopathy. I'm not going into the details, but, you know, things like that. So, like, kind of just having a feel of, like, you know, what we do with, you know, liver patients. And another week we could get multiple, like, NSTEMIs or strokes or things like that, and then the considerations then as well. So it's kind of like getting a taste here and there, and just building up that breadth of experience.
And how have you found that applying all of these things that you've learned in medical school, you've prepared for, but also in a rural area, you're having to adapt and apply almost that entire breadth in, you know, a single sort of placement like this?
So I guess that's the good thing about being an intern, is that, you know, you're never alone. You're always very well supported. You always have someone to turn to, either the registrar, you know, a consultant, or even the cover registrars, or, you know, consultants or registrars of different specialties. So as an intern, you're not expected to know, you know, like everything. And even if you do know it, you're still kind of expected to check back and clarify things before actually doing them. So I think in that sense, everyone knows, you know, you just started, so you're a lot more protected, but you also have the freedom to take the initiative and, you know, do what you're comfortable doing and like push your boundaries as well while being safe. So I think that's like a good thing about, you know, internship. You always have that excuse like, oh, I'm just a first year. So it's fine if you don't know anything. And if you know something, you know, it's a bonus as well. So it's a good place to be, especially when you're first starting out.
Was there anything in particular that drew you to Albury Wodonga Health, or was this kind of a placement that came up during the intern match?
Albury Wodonga was actually one of my top few choices. You know, I spoke to some seniors who were working in Albury last year, and the kind of culture that came across was that, you know, it's no health service is perfect, but with Albury Wodonga, it's always been taking about feedback and improving. So, for example, now like the roster for the general medicine teams are a lot better as compared to 2 or 3 years ago when talking to, you know, the other seniors in the hospital. So it's better staffed now, more teams, and they really take on board feedback to make sure that, you know, care can be delivered, you know, safely, and everyone's happy, and, you know, not too overworked as well.
Given that there is that really positive feedback culture and everything like that, what's the overall experience been just getting into a completely new workforce as someone who's just starting out from med school?
Did take a bit of adjustment because, you know, as a medical student doing my placements in Metro, I was used to everything being on the EMR and, you know, typing notes, copy paste, you know, things like that. And, you know, Aubrey uses more of a paper-based system mixed in with a bit of electronic records. So, you know, just the logistics of that took a bit of understanding. And Aubrey Wodonga being like a cross-border hospital service, so it services both Victoria and New South Wales. So a lot of like legalities and logistical things that we have to take note of. But I guess it's fine because as a medical student, I was never really much involved in all these anyway. So it's no matter what, we are, all interns have to go through this process of learning and getting used to the system.
I know it's early days, really early days in your training, but do you have an idea of where you'd like to end up in your career? Are you looking at rural medicine as something that's a long-term career prospect once you've wrapped up your training?
Yep. So I'm actually interested in radiology. As a radiologist, I don't think it'll matter too much whether I'm practicing, you know, in metro or rural in terms of the scope of practice. In terms of staying in rural, I actually quite like the lifestyle here in the, you know, 3 months that I've been here. So I wouldn't be opposed to, you know, living either in metro or rural. And for me, it's a bit less relevant in terms of the scope of practice because radiologists in metro and rural pretty much do the same thing, just that in rural, they might be less subspecialized. So they would have to call like their metro counterparts for advice, things like that.
Training in another country adds additional challenges, but as Dr. Curry outlined, the benefits of this training are just as great. Dr. Christina Kim is a PGY3 doctor currently doing locum work and completed her internship year in Bairnsdale. She considered multiple countries to train as a GP and is really happy to be working in Gippsland.
As an international student, there is a clause for us to work in the rural setting for 10 years after our graduation. So I always kind of knew that that would be part of my future. I lived in Churchill as part of my medical training through Monash University postgraduate year. So knew the Gippsland area a little bit from that introduction. So knowing that I have to go into rural kind of made me plan ahead with diving into the rural, working in regional areas. And I always wanted to do GP or family medicine as North Americans call it. I was always interested in working in a clinic and serving a multitude of different range of presentations and age groups.
When considering studying medicine in Australia, did having that requirement to do rural medicine play a part in that decision making?
I guess when I first got into it, I wasn't fully aware of all of the stipulations with being an international student entailed, but getting into it and going through the motions of it, I actually came to really enjoy living in Bairnsdale and working there and the perks of living in a smaller community and the countryside, et cetera. So I think for me, it worked out in my favor because it kind of worked with my personality, worked with the type of lifestyle that I wanted to lead. So it didn't really play a factor into me coming to Australia. After I got into it, it just changed the way I thought about things and planned my life. Yeah.
Doing that rural generalist training year, are you looking to do some sort of advanced skills GP training, or are you looking to just specifically focus on that kind of GP practice?
So during my training at Bairnsdale, I worked in a clinic called McLeod Street, and there are GPs with diverse subspecialties and specializations. So some are in obstetrics, some are specialized in anesthetics. So I got a taste of a bit of everything through there, through the practice, and also doing, you know, dermatological procedures, doing skin excisions, etc. And I think as a young woman, it is beneficial for the community if I went into obstetrics. And that was something that I kind of got interested through that practice. And I was able to kind of start my certificate of women's health through the GP elective rotations. So that's something that I'm looking into. I still haven't really decided exactly what I want. I think just having a bit of everything is what I'm comfortable with, as opposed to specializing into one certain thing. But it's nice to know that in the back of my head that that is an option, and I can specialize at any point in my training if I decided to.
It is hard early on in your training to really get a sense of where you want to end up once you progress through it. But how did that breadth of experience that you had in a rural rotation help with getting a sense of perhaps where you want to end up in your career?
It made me realize how much a GP can do and how many options I have for my future. Or if I became bored of one particular area, I can definitely decide to go somewhere else. Whereas in the city, I guess it's a little bit more niche and there's a lot more specialties available at your fingertips. So being able to scrub in with the GP obstetrician and help with cesarean sections and put in marinas, as well as help with intubation when I'm shadowing the GP and anesthetist, and then also helping the GP that's kind of interested in dermatological conditions, helping them to do the skin excisions, et cetera, that really broadened my eyes to understanding the knowledge base of GPs and what I'm capable of doing or capable of exploring in the future.
And you're spending a year locuming. What's that been like? I know it's right at the start of the year, but how have you found it so far?
So part of the reason why I'm locuming is actually because of my visa issues. So I would have ideally liked to gone into GP training straight away after my hospital year, after PGY2, but my PR was delayed. And without your PR, you can't apply to the GP training program. And so it was either I do another general year or I take the year off and go locum and kind of explore Australia. And, you know, in terms of finances, it would have been a bit more beneficial for me to do the locum year. So, and I'm actually going back to Bairnsdale a lot to do this locuming just because I know the area. I'm very familiar with the hospital system, et cetera. So in some ways, it's not what I had planned, but I'm going to make the most of it and try to take a bit of a break before I fully, you know, commit to one pathway.
Was there any particular reason why you chose to study and train and perhaps get into practicing medicine in Australia?
So I'm Canadian. I did all of my studies in Canada. I did a bachelor's and then I did a master's. Canada's quite difficult to get into. I mean, as with any other country in the world. And so my end goal was to become a doctor. And given my age, et cetera, I kind of wanted to get to that end goal quicker. And so I applied everywhere, actually. I applied to the States, I applied to Australia, and it was purely a financial and a logistical reasoning for me choosing Australia, just because it was the dollars were on par with Canadian dollars. But now that I'm here, I think it was like a blessing in disguise in terms of the lifestyle that you have as a junior doctor here compared to North America, the support that you have from the medical staff, consultants, et cetera, and all the hierarchies that you have before the onus is on the junior doctor to make decisions. Because in North America, there's a lot less senior staff around to be able to make these decisions. So all in all, I've learned a lot. I am grateful for all of the safety measures. And I think we are in Australia practicing the best evidence-based medicine there is so far. I mean, obviously, I'm kind of biased, but as an international student, there are lots of hardships that come along the way in terms of, you know, being homesick, not having family around, not having your childhood friends here that you grew up with, et cetera, and missing all of those significant life events that might be happening overseas. The best thing that I've took away, and one of my best years in Australia was at Bairnsdale during my internship. And that was because I was able to develop such close connections with the community, with my co-interns, et cetera. And I think for future international students, it's important just to put yourself out there and not completely let go of your past, but also, you know, try to start afresh.
Thanks for listening. We've covered all kinds of aspects of studying and training in rural medicine, and there's plenty more to come. Feel free to subscribe to us on your favourite podcast app to catch new episodes every fortnight. The Northwest Victoria and Gippsland Regional Training Hubs have commissioned this podcast to help medical students and junior doctors learn more about training and practicing medicine in regional Australia. There are hubs all across the country. So to find out where your nearest regional training hub is, visit the link in the episode show notes or just search regional training hubs. This podcast was brought to you by Monash Rural Health, presented by Patrick Laverick, that's me, and it was made possible by funding from the Rural Health Multidisciplinary Training Program at the Commonwealth Department of Health.